back.
Welcome back to 30 D&D. I'm C.
I'm K.
It stands for Courtney.
And C stands for Clarissa.
Yep.
And D&D stands for Dirty and Dying.
Yep, and 30 is a number that you
and
should know.
And this is a podcast, and we are talking.
On the podcast.
Yep.
And we're here, right now. It is episode 2 of season 7, and as you can tell,
we're starting off strong.
We're devolving so quickly.
Will there be an 8? Who knows?
If we can live. No, so like, we do a lot of Millennial Chaos episodes, and that's how we cope with what's going on in our lives, and clearly that's where we are right now. This week, Millennial Chaos.
Another way that we're going to cope this week is to play a game.
We love games.
A Millennial Chaos game that is...
we're doing our favorite things, and games are our favorite things.
Yeah, if you missed the memo last week... This is the season of favorite things, and we're doing them, and this is truly Millennial Chaos, because I totally just came up with this randomly.
And I struggled so hard.
So, we're calling it Listomania.
Oh, okay.
And basically, one day, I was really, I think I was really anxious, I was having a bad day in my brain, and sometimes it's helpful for me to make lists, but not about, like, real things, because that gives me more anxiety. So sometimes I'll just make a random list about anything. And I found myself doing that. And then I was like, we should do an episode of where we just make random lists and present them to each other. And then Courtney had the bitchin' idea to up the stakes a little bit.
So it's going to become a game.
Yes.
To where we're going to state, like, we both have separate lists.
Yeah, several.
And I'm, so like, we're going to list the items.
Yes.
And the other person has to guess the category.
Yeah, so like, if I say, what is on my list, mm-hmm. one through whatever.
I only did 4 things each.
Okay, I have varying numbers. But like, so, I have to say a few of those, and then Courtney will guess what it is a list of.
Right.
And then vice versa. So, some of these are going to be, some are going to make more sense than others. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, mine, so, like, I was really struggling. Like, to the point where I was dreaming about it.
Wow.
So, you know, I'm stressed, yeah. Right? I'm just like, I can't, like, just come and, like, make Clarissa do all these things. Like, I have to contribute. So,
which
like,
is
I was
funny
stressed
because
about it.
A lot of the episodes where you do so much research, I'm just like, listen, you can't, but you're like, that would be terrible.
Well, you already do so much because you edit it and you do the Instagram and, like, you're it, right? And I just, like, and personality.
Okay, but there are plenty of episodes where I am just the personality hire. See the previous episode, the season premiere. It balances out.
Yeah.
But I get it, yeah. Wanting to come prepared.
But yeah, so since I struggled so hard and I literally couldn't come up with a creative idea at all, my brain was done, mush.
Yeah.
You know the New York Times game Connections?
Actually, I don't. But
okay. So, like, you have a list of 16 words.
Okay.
So, like, 16 words, and then, so it's, you have to lump them in groups of 4 based upon, like, what you think the category is.
So, it's similar to what we're doing.
So, it's similar to what we're doing.
Just a few more rules.
Just a few more rules. And I also have a game called Linky, which I'm not sure, like, it's, I wouldn't call it a board game, they're just, like, cards.
Okay.
Where there is, like, an overall, like, title. Like, okay. Category, like,
category
theme.
Is.
Right. So, but to get to, like, you have to guess the category.
Okay.
So, yeah. Like, I'm not going to ask you the questions, but although we could do that as a game sometime.
Yeah, but you used it as inspiration.
I used it as inspiration as categories.
All right. So, we're going to play that game, and it's going to get, I'm sure, really Millennial Chaotic. I had less trouble, may have done too much.
Well, that's good, because I didn't.
I started writing them in my sleep.
I can't wait to hear this.
Me neither, because they're going to be news for both of us. But, you know, before we get into the game, we have to make a list of things that happened back in time.
Back in time. All right.
We're in 1998. What a time to be alive.
What a time.
I was about 4-ish. And I remember a few things. I remember my 4th birthday party was perhaps my favorite birthday party of all time. It was the Little Mermaid themed.
Mm.
It was down in the holler, which is where I was living. I lived in a holler. Spoiler alert.
Holla!
No, holler. anyways, we lived on my grandparents' land, which was like 100-some acres. And we mainly at that time, we went and visited my mom's family a lot because my mom was very close to her family, but obviously we were living in a pretty isolated area that was my dad's family slash whatever. But for my fourth birthday, everybody came. Like, all my mom's family came, all my dad's family came, even the ones who lived in, like, I have an uncle, had an uncle, I don't know where what happened to him, nothing good, I'm sure, who lives in, like, Seattle, and he came with all his kids, like...
For four?
Yeah, they were...
It was an exciting year.
I mean, I guess it was for me. I mean, I'm great. And I remember I wore an orange floral... I have a lot of memories about this birthday, I don't know why... I had an orange floral, like, overalls, but it was a dress. And I also remember that I got a pretty insane nosebleed. And we had this mirror, like a home interiors mirror in our trailer. We lived in a trailer. And I didn't realize that my nose was bleeding. I used to get nosebleeds a lot as a kid. And my dad was passed out on the couch, maybe asleep, maybe drunk. We'll never know. He was home.
What a good game. I used to play those games too.
But he came home from, like, working out of town all week, so he did just, like, sleep a lot when he was home. So it could have been either. But anyways, he gets up. My mom told him to watch me while she did stuff for the party. Obviously, that didn't fucking happen. And, he sits up. He looks at me like I'm in a horror movie, because I'm covered in blood. And he goes, oh my god, your mom's gonna kill me. Not like, are you okay? What's wrong with you? Is everything fine? Oh my god, sweet baby. Fuck, your mom's gonna kill me, is probably the exact thing he said. And then I looked in that hallway mirror.
And you didn't even realize?
No, I got nosebleeds so much that it was just like, yeah, just another day being me. Just another day in the holler. Covered in blood, waiting for cake. I had an Oreo cake.
Mm.
It was so much fun.
What flavor?
Chocolate, obviously, duh.
Ugh.
Fuck you! What do you mean,
I don't like chocolate cake.
Okay, well then why did you even ask?
Because I was hoping you would say vanilla.
Well, you don't know me at all then. And it was my birthday, fuck you!
Yeah, I wasn't even invited.
I know you. Also, you would not have found us. It was hard to find us. I did have a pretty bitchin' swing set, though.
It would have been cool. I had a swing set.
I had one, too. It was nice. My favorite one was the one that kind of looked like a motorcycle. Like, there were two swings, and then there was that thing. Oh, yeah,
one of those?
Yeah, it had the other thing on it.
Okay.
It was like you held onto the handles and...
Nice.
Yep. Living large. Down in the holler.
Holla!
What else for 1998? Do you remember anything from your life? You were slightly older than me. Maybe you have memories?
No, I have no memories.
Okay.
In 98, so I was 6, 7. Me and Sissy lived with Mom. She was still alive.
There you go.
Yeah. I mean, she didn't die until 2009, so.
So, about 10 years before. 11?
Yeah. I don't remember anything.
Okay.
So, first grade? Well, I was a year... older, so like I was 5 when I went into kindergarten and turned 6. So if I was 6, 7, I would have been in first grade.
Okay. All right.
First going into second. I don't remember.
I got you. Well, let me jog your memory a little bit.
Okay.
Here's some things that were on the TV.
Jog me.
What? I'll jog you, Daddy. The Powerpuff Girls premiered.
I love Powerpuff Girls.
It's one of my favorite shows of all time.
Sugar, Spice. And everything nice. But Professor Utonium accidentally put in a secret ingredient. Chemical X. Thus, the Powerpuff Girls were born.
I love the Powerpuff Girls.
The Rowdy Rough Boys.
Yeah, the Gangrene Boy. Gangrene? Green Gang?
Gangrene Gang?
Did you know one of the guys in the Gangrene Gang or whatever the fuck is the same guy, like the voice is SpongeBob? Yes, sick impression. Quick, who was your favorite Powerpuff Girl?
Bubbles.
Bubbles, me too.
Back then.
Yeah.
I would say Buttercup now.
Yeah, so I really liked Buttercup. I always hated Blossom.
Oh,
Blossom,
she was too bossy.
Blossom is
a
bitch.
She reminded me of my sister, but my sister's not a bitch.
You said that, not me. I don't
know. It's just like one of those, like, I know these things, like, I'm the boss.
Oldest daughter syndrome?
Yes.
Yeah. I was Buttercup, but I wanted so badly to be
Bubbles.
Bubbles.
I was Bubbles.
And I thought Bubbles was cute and sweet.
I think I still am.
You're Bubbles for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have always been Buttercup. I just had to embrace. But I liked Buttercup. Yeah. I didn't dislike her. I just really liked Bubbles.
Mm-hmm.
And my favorite villain? Him.
Oh, yes.
Absolutely.
What about Mojo Jojo?
Mojo Jojo. The wild thornberries.
I love the wild thornberries. I want to talk to animals.
Me too. I mean, I do.
I loved her sister.
Me too. She was so cool. I wanted to be her.
Yeah, I wanted the hair, I wanted the jeans.
The grunge vibes.
Yeah.
Everything about her.
Mm-hmm.
Cat dog.
Alone in the world with a little cat dog.
I had a lot of cat dog stuffed animals.
Interesting.
Yeah, I had cat dog.
Oh, duh.
And I had the little blue thing. Little blue guy, their buddy.
Yeah.
I had one of him. Power Rangers in space. I didn't watch it.
Mike was a Power Rangers guy.
Two of a Kind with Mary-Kate and Ashley.
Oh. I didn't watch a lot of Mary-Kate and Ashley stuff.
I did. And I liked that show. Out of the Box. I loved Out of the Box.
That was the goodbye. Farewell to you, my friends.
So good long
for now.
Until we meet again. I loved
to play and sing together in the box. So now it's time to say goodbye.
Really loved that show. I looked forward every day.
I was like, oh my god, how is there a whole space in those boxes?
Imagination. Cousin Skeeter.
I loved Cousin Skeeter.
Those are my favorite shows. Chalk Zone.
Rudy's got the chalk zone. Rudy's got the chalk zone.
I know you love that one.
I love Chalk Zone.
This was a great year for television. Oh, man. Maggie and the Ferocious Beast.
I loved Maggie and the Ferocious Beast.
I did too. Again, looked forward to it.
Yeah.
True Life. MTV True Life came out.
Oh my god.
I loved True Life. That's how I learned as a too small child that I might have trichotillomania. Because there was this episode about someone who had trichotillomania and I was like, that seems like familiar.
I didn't start watching like MTV or VH1 until middle school.
Oh, no, I watched it early. I remember because I would go, this was after we left the holler, but, like, when I was in elementary school, I would stay with my meemaw a lot during the day and after school, and I just watched TV. And I didn't go to school very much because I fucking hated it. So when I would stay home, I would just watch, like, whatever was on. And she didn't care. She was like, watch whatever you want. I literally don't even care. It's like, as long as we watch Days of Our Lives and Passions at 1 and at 2, I don't care what else you do. And I watched a lot of MTV. And I remember being, like, roughly, I don't know, maybe, like, 4th or 5th grade and watching True Life and the Trichotillomania episode. And I was like, this is hitting close to home.
Is this play about us?
Yeah. And then no one took me to the doctor, ever. I had to take myself. Roly-poly-oly. Sorry.
We're roly-poly-oly. He's small and smart and round. And in the lands of curves and curls, he's as well as kid around.
Hell yeah. There's so many TV shows.
98 is the year for the shows.
It really is.
I never watched Bug Juice, though. I think I might have watched some, but not a whole lot.
I liked Bug Juice. I also liked buying Bug Juice in the store.
Oh, duh.
Little cartons. I liked the green one. Dawson's Creek. I don't want to wait for all this to be over. I want to know right now what it will be. I got some movies.
Okay.
The Truman Show.
You know, I need to watch that.
You've never seen it?
I've never seen it. It's not out of, like, not wanting to see it. And, like, anytime I don't see a movie, it's not because I choose not to see it. I just never have. Like, it's never come up, and then I don't think about it.
Well, no, I get that. There's a ton of movies like that for me as well, but I just figured because it's Jim Carrey and you're a big Jim Carrey fan.
I'm a big Jim Carrey fan. Ice hockey player Wayne Gretzky is selected by Hockey News as the best ever NHL player.
Wow, good for him. There's something about Mary.
Is there something about her?
Yeah, there really is. She uses ejaculation as hair gel on accident. It's a very famous scene. My parents were...
By accident?
Yeah, she doesn't know that's what it is.
Some
dude tells her something different.
So some guy just comes in a cup and just says, this is conditioner.
Sort of, yeah. That's... A Bug's Life.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, what do you prefer, A Bug's Life or ants?
A Bug's Life. I'm a beautiful butterfly.
I really liked ants.
I didn't like ants hardly at all.
I liked ants.
I did not like ants. Mulan. Let's get down to business to defeat the Huns. I love Mulan. Dishonor on you. Dishonor on your cow. The water boy. The Adam Sandler.
I love Waterboy.
I know that I shouldn't anymore, but I do. The Prince of Egypt, about Moses.
I never watched it.
Oh, I watched. Obviously, my mom made me watch it because she was like, religion. I loved it, but not for the reasons I think she was hoping for, you know. And it's historically accurate, I'm sure.
Obvi. More about hockey. The 48th NHL All-Star Game, North America defeats Vancouver, Canada. Oh, no.
The Canucks?
8-7.
Oh. It's the Canucks, though, right?
It says North America defeats world 8-7 in Vancouver, Canada.
That sounds like propaganda.
Okay. It's literally like the U.S. versus Canada versus like countries.
Okay.
It's like not
the Olympics.
Kind of, yeah. So like the Penguins, like players, like if they're from Canada, will play on Canada's team.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But how that's worded, I don't understand.
Me neither. And I cannot help you.
I cannot.
Oh, Ants also came out.
Oh, shit.
Look at that.
Interesting.
Half-Baked, Jack Frost, I Still Know What You Did Last Summer.
I love those movies.
I do too. Like, too much. I should.
My dad had all the DVDs, and I watched them all the time.
That actually makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
Well. Hope Floats! Did you ever watch that movie? It's, what's her name? Is it Sandra Bullock? Is that who that is? Yeah, Sandra Bullock and Harry Connick Jr. are in it. I don't fully remember. I remember watching it. I remember renting the VHS tape and watching it with my mom. Basically, this lady, she gets divorced from her husband, and she moves back in with her mom, and she's got her little girl with her, and her little girl, like, blames the shit out of her for, you know, leaving her dad. Unbeknownst to her, her dad, like, fucked her mom's best friend and was, like, really terrible. But it's just, like, you know, ladies having generational trauma, and we're fixing it, and it's Harry Connick Jr.'s there, and he probably takes his shirt off.
Huh.
It's a decent movie, but I remember it pretty, obviously not the plot vividly, right. But I remember watching it. And my mom really liked it, so.
Something pretty amazing.
Oh, yeah?
Rapper Eminem.
Shit.
Then unknown, because it's 98.
Yeah.
Is signed by Dr. Dre.
Do you want to go out with some music?
Yeah.
Since we're talking about Eminem. So from the top 100, these songs were hitting the Chizarts. You're Still the One by Shania Twain. You're still the one I run to,
the only one I love. You're still the one I kiss goodnight.
Truly, Madly, Deeply by Savage Garden. Do you remember that one?
Yes.
Do you?
If you start, I will finish.
I'm going to make sure that I'm thinking of the right song, but I think I am, yeah. That one that goes like, I want to stand with you on the mountain. I wanna bathe with you in the sea. I remember hearing that song nonstop on the Delilah radio show, driving in the car with my mom.
Delilah.
Let's see, what else? How Do I Live by Leanne Rimes. How do I live without you? I want to know.
I listened to a lot of Leanne Rimes. My mom really liked her.
I mean, I don't mind her. Her music. I don't know much about her life.
Yeah, I don't know.
This Kiss by Faith
Hill. This kiss.
Oh, it's so cool.
This kiss.
It's centrifugal motion. It's perpetual bliss.
It's,
So something. I'm sorry, baby. A lot of these are from 97, but they were still absolutely killing it. Sex and Candy. I want sex and candy. Yeah. Okay. I Want You Back, NSYNC.
And I want you back. Na, na, na.
Like that sound. That sound effect.
That sound.
The sound effect. I'm trying to find one that actually was 98. Hands by Jewel.
Oh, I'm just like, look, Ma, no hands and no darling, no, I don't dance.
That one that's like, my hands are small, I know, but they're not.
What the fuck are you talking about?
There's a song, it's by Jewel, and it goes like, my hands are small, I know, but they're not yours, they are my own.
Well, I have not heard that. Do you want me to tell my tornado fact?
Yeah, tornadoes instead.
Okay, so in March 24th, 1998.
Okay.
In Danton, Indiana.
Okay.
Danton? A tornado sweeps through the area, injuring 3,000 people and killing 250.
Injuring? I thought you said drained. And I was like, is it a vampire?
It just sucked their blood up. The suck zone. That's what the suck zone is.
Welcome to the suck zone, baby.
I'm assuming with the damage, it was probably an F5, but that's not a fact on this.
That's not a fact. That's a fiction.
I don't know, because normally when I'm like, I'm reading like the statistics about tornadoes, like it's normally like 200 people through the whole year.
Hey, thanks for listening to 30, Dirty, and Dying, the show for millennials by millennials. We get real about chronic illness, burnout, nostalgia, and why we aren't exactly thriving. If that sounds like you, join us every Thursday for new episodes. Now, back to the show.
All right, so like we said at the beginning, we're playing List-O-Mania, and we are each going back and forth. We are going to name the items that we have on our respective lists, and the other person is going to guess what it is a list of. How do you want to start?
I can go first.
Okay. Start, hit me.
Okay. Plastic.
Okay.
Tree.
Do like one. Like, so I know that you're not saying one big thing.
One, plastic.
Okay.
Two, tree. Three, heart. Four, brain.
Some wizard shit. Wizard of Oz shit.
No.
What things are made out of?
No.
Wait. Give me a hint. Give me something. This is bad.
Medical. It might not be as easy as I thought it was.
Types of surgeons. A plastic surgeon, because they...
Yeah.
Buttless.
Heart surgeon, brain surgeon. Oh. I don't know what tree surgeon is, but it was on the list, so okay. I went with it.
So I'm just going to tell you right now, a lot of my lists are more personal.
Oh, okay.
Not all of them.
I made, like, zero personal things.
Okay, I made almost all personal things.
Perfect, so that's just, you know...
Okay.
How it's going to go.
Yeah, actually, almost all of these are about me. So.
About you?
Well, yeah, personal things about me, things that... are more personal than just types of things.
Oh, I just did types of things.
All right. One, don't touch me, I'm sterile. Two, who are you people? Three, take it away, Penny. Four, you can guess it anytime, by the way. Soiled it.
So, is this SpongeBob quotes?
It's my favorite SpongeBob quotes. Would you like to hear the rest?
Yeah.
Wombology, the study of Wombo. Life is extreme and you want to make it. Are you feeling it, Mr. Krabs? It's not just a boulder.
It's a rock.
I know of a place where you never get harmed. Just get out of here, you stupid, dumb animal. The ocean's no place for a squirrel. The walls will ooze green slime.
Nosferatu!
Yep.
Mine, I guess.
Next one.
Okay, one. Well, I can't even say one and two, because they're one words. There are no sentences. There are no multiple things.
Okay.
It's all fine. Just one word things.
That's fine. If I do one and twos, it's for that reason.
Okay.
So just keep that in mind.
Okay.
And everybody playing at home.
Yeah. All right. So pancake, salsa, coin.
Oh, if you said corn, I had the best guess.
No. Pancake, salsa, coin, and ring.
Things you can't eat because of your Crohn's.
I can eat all those things. Well, I can't eat coins or rings.
No, you cannot.
Unless they're like onion rings or...
Things that include onions?
Pancakes?
Savory pancakes exist.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Coins?
Never mind. Forgot about them. types of machines?
The pancake machine?
Oh, no. Nope, that doesn't make any sense. Shit, I don't know.
It's an action.
To flip. Flipping things. Flippable things.
You're close. It's not flip.
Ring, fling, flip, fuck.
Ring, fling, flick, fuck.
Okay, you flip a pancake.
Okay.
What was the second thing you said?
Salsa.
Okay, see this is...
See that? I don't understand. It's toss, things you toss. It's not salsa, it's supposed to be salad.
Well, that would have changed everything.
Would it?
I'm gonna, because it's a sexual innuendo as well.
Okay. So it's supposed to be salad. I don't know why it T9'd to sauce.
Okay.
So I fucked that up. Sorry.
It's all right.
So you toss pancakes, you toss a salad, you toss a coin toss, ring toss.
All right. Ready for the next one?
Yeah.
Chunky chicken noodle soup. Queen. Osmosis Jones. Terrorist.
See, when you said chunky chicken noodle soup, queen, and Osmosis Jones, those like things you did when you were sick?
No. Wiggles. Long legs. This is a very long list, so feel free to whenever. Silly goose. Goyle. Gorgina. My guy. Oh my god, stop. Lady. Psychopath.
Are these nicknames for your cats?
Absolutely. The list is things I call my cats that are not their names.
Yeah, mine are stupid compared to yours.
Well, I thought about this a lot.
And I couldn't think of anything. Hunger, card, video, mind.
Games, types of games.
Yes!
Mockingjay.
Mm-hmm.
I know things. All right, ready?
Yeah.
One, share.
Things you love.
You're really close. Elton John.
Pamela
Anderson.
Oh, famous people you love.
We're getting closer.
Okay.
People who own bearded dragons. Brina Carpenter, Princess Diana, and Catherine of Aragon.
People you look up to?
Honestly, I'll give it to you.
Okay.
It's people I'm a little obsessed with at the moment.
Okay.
My current obsessions. Obviously, Cher, Elton John, Princess Diana. I'm always obsessed with them.
Right.
I'm really interested right now in people who own bearded dragons. My entire Instagram feed has become people with their bearded dragons. Just taking care of them.
Okay. Side. Fruit.
Salad. Types of salad.
Yes! The other ones are Caesar and potato.
Caesar would have probably given it away.
Yeah, yeah. I was going to say potato first.
I love that.
To give potato. You
I'm a potato.
I'm a potato.
All right. Yeah. Starting off strong.
Okay.
Being mean. Obsessing.
It's things you do.
You're really close. Impatience.
Your personality traits.
Yeah, but... Moody. Big fat quitter. Pessimistic. You're so close. You're saying my personality traits.
Uh-huh.
What do all these sound... Do they sound good?
Your mental health problems.
Not quite.
Oh.
My worst qualities.
Oh.
So, like, yes, my personality traits, but the bad ones.
Yes, that's what I meant. Okay.
I'm ready for a new list.
Bees!
Things that have ruined my life.
Board, ears, candle.
Things you set on fire? I'm not saying you should. I'm saying maybe you do.
I mean, technically all these things you can set on fire.
Say them again. Say them again.
Okay. Bees, board, ears, candle.
Things with wax?
Yeah, wax.
What's board?
Board wax, like for...
Oh, like a surfboard.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, okay. All right. You got me.
Did I tell anyone?
I didn't. I just told you. I got an earwax camera for... Christmas. It has been amazing.
I want to use one of those.
I would recommend it.
I want to see how much wax got in my ear.
I have a good bit. It wasn't like crazy though, because I clean my ears an awful lot, but the dry skin, man.
Oh,
I'm pretty
sure
my psoriasis
is in your ears.
Yes.
Oof.
I've got crazy dry skin in my ears, but it's also good. I like to look at my scalp. You can also see like if you've got blackheads in your ears and it's got a little hooky thing on so you can kind of get them.
Nice.
Okay. This one isn't necessarily about me.
Okay.
It's like one of my opinions, but it's not just about me. Ready? Banana, lime, coconut, grape, cherry, orange, lemon.
Fruits that are trash.
No.
Fruits that are great.
No.
Fruits that belong in a smoothie.
No.
Tropical fruits.
No.
fruits with skins.
No.
Nope. Fruits. Period.
I mean, no.
Okay.
I think they're the best flavors of something.
Oh, best candy flavors?
No.
Best juice flavors?
No.
Best lollipop flavors?
No.
Best sucker flavors?
No.
Popsicles.
Yes! Best popsicle flavors. In my own personal
opinion.
I
love banana flavored things.
Me too.
Give me all the bananas.
Banana flavored popsicles are my favorite popsicles.
Would you like a popsicle?
Hell yeah.
I got a whole freezer full of popsicles.
Gross.
Popsicles.
Oh my god, stop. Please say the next list. It's that.
All right. Gray. House. Quinn. Hauser.
What?
Gray.
Okay.
House. Quinn.
Quinn?
Q-U-I-N-N. And Hauser.
Things that have to do with Barney from How I Met Your Mother.
No.
Oh.
But you're correct with Doobie Hauser.
Doogie Hauser.
Whatever.
Doobie.
Scooby Doobie Doo!
The kid doctor who smokes a lot of fatties. doctors? Doctors.
Yeah.
TV. Dr. Quinn, medicine woman. Who's Gray? Oh,
Meredith
Grey's Anatomy.
Grey's Anatomy. House?
Yeah, obviously. Okay, ready?
Ready.
Whatever happened to Baby Jane? Dracula. Psycho.
Movies you love.
Close.
Horror movies you love.
No, but a different...
Psychological thriller movies you love.
No.
Books.
The Black Cat.
Books you love.
No.
Horror books you love.
No.
Psychological thriller books you love.
You were right with movies.
Oh, okay, okay.
To Kill a Mockingbird. Creature from the Black Lagoon.
movies you love.
What kind of movies?
What? Other than horror and psychological thriller?
Think about these movies. Think okay. about these movies and what they might look like.
Old-timey movies. Okay. Black and white movies.
Yes!
Rolling, daddy-o. Right.
Baby. Navy.
Beans! Beans! Types of beans.
Baby beans?
Never mind. Backtracking.
All right.
Sorry.
Baby. Navy. Sky. Tiffany.
Blue. Types of blue. Colors. Yeah. If I was green, I would die.
Would you like a cherry pie?
No.
It is real cheap to buy.
Okay. I'm sorry. See, this is what happens. I get too competitive even if I'm competing against myself. Crab Rangoon.
Things I love to eat.
Well.
Things you love to eat.
Random burritos. Steamed dumplings. Cheese quesadillas.
Things that are still good heated up.
No, but honestly, good call. Refried beans.
Oh. Things that make you fart?
Nope. Calzone. Vegetarian wings. Assorted apps, baby!
Things you eat!
Okay, get a little more specific.
Your favorite things to eat. Things you eat all the time.
No.
Oh.
I don't eat these things all the time.
I don't know what you eat.
Not this all the time.
Oh, I would eat crab rangoons all the time.
I mean, if I could, I would.
But... I can't believe those crabs rang to those goons.
It's a... Do you just want me to tell you?
Is there another hint that you can give me?
I don't know. I mean, it has to do with food. Like something like
Just tell me.
Go to takeout items. Like if I'm going to get takeout, here are some big hitters.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. Mood. Record. Table. Volleyball.
Rings. Types of rings.
No.
Okay. I like how you're so done with my
volleyball
shit.
Ring?
I don't know. I've never played volleyball successfully. Mood?
Yeah.
Mood? You said mood first, right?
Yeah. Mood, record, table, volleyball.
Types of boards?
No.
Okay. Things. I don't.
Mood board?
Yeah, people make mood boards.
Oh, yeah, I guess.
I thought table board was going to be weirder than that. Do you have a hint or?
Again, it's kind of like an action.
Things you spike.
You're so close.
Things you hit.
No, you're going further away.
Things you get hit with.
No.
Okay, I almost.
What do you do at a table?
You sit.
What's another form of the word sit?
Sat.
Well, actually, it's not a form sitting. Of the word sit. So say sit, but right? Different letter in the middle.
Sat. Set.
Okay. Things you set.
Set the mood.
Set the record straight.
This is stupid.
Set the table.
Okay.
And I think when you're like, before you like volleyball, like you serve, you're set.
Before you volleyball? The verb. Your lists are absolutely unhinged and that is not a compliment.
Thanks, Connections. Thanks, New York Times Connections.
Missed Connections. Am I right or am I right? Ladies. Daddy Rossi Alfredo.
Fictional characters you love.
It's going to have to be more specific than that.
Fictional TV characters that you'd want to fuck.
No.
Oh, okay.
Elton John.
Doesn't change my answer.
He doesn't want to fuck me.
Doesn't matter.
He's very gay. Uncle Phil. Mr. Feeny.
Dads you love. Men that you wish were your dad.
Good job. Also on the list, Mr. Alan Matthews.
Oh, yeah.
Goofy Goof. Vin Diesel, because he knows the meaning of family. That's exactly what I wrote. The guy who fixed my floor this summer.
Was he an attractive person?
No, he was just really nice. He didn't speak English, but he seemed really supportive.
Huh.
It was a family business. So his sons were there.
Nice.
And it was just, I don't know, he seemed like a nice guy. And I was like, I wish that was my dad.
Okay. You ready?
Absolutely, I am.
Bean. Melon. Noodle. Nut.
It's not types of soup. Types of balls.
No.
Bean, melon, nut.
What noodle. Else?
Noodle. Things with eggs.
No.
Things you boil.
No.
Things that are good.
No. Think how you use these words to describe non-food thing.
Say them again.
Bean, melon, noodle, nut.
Things in the pool. No, that only works for noodle. I'm taking one thing and running with it so hard. Wait. Things for genitalia. Other names of genitalia.
It's not. It's not. But think of a different... What's opposite of genitalia? That doesn't make sense.
Do we just tell you? A lot of things. What do you
I don't
mean?
Think I can hint this well.
Okay.
It's food slang for the head. It's your noodle.
Bean.
It's what your melon.
Bean?
I don't know, man.
I've never heard that in my life.
I'm like, oh, hit my bean.
Okay. Now, this one is going to involve sentences, so I'm going to have to say one, 'kay. Two. All right. Number one. I don't finish all my words.
Things that I've said.
No.
On the podcast.
No.
Oh, okay.
Oh, good guess. But not related. You're not close at all, but I like the guess.
Okay,
all
okay.
Two, I sniff his vapes. Three, I sing one lyric of a song at any given moment. Four, I touch his butt. Five, I constantly ask him to bring me things upstairs. Six, I refuse to go in stores. Seven, I park in the grass. Eight, I call him Juice Ton.
Things you do that pisses him off.
To the point of insanity.
I kind of knew that for a while.
You just wanted to keep hearing
But I wanted it. To keep hearing what you were saying.
All right, well, the other thing was, I whine like a bitch, I use baking soda for everything, and I don't put the lid on things correctly, so they spill.
Oh, that would be really annoying.
Yeah, it is. It sucks. Shout out Justin, you're not listening. Unless you're right outside. Okay, well, hit me.
American.
Flags.
Fever. Lucid.
Dreams.
Yep, you're right.
These dreams, the moment I close my eyes. Okay, the O.J. Simpson case.
Things you love.
Waco, World War II.
History things you love. Historical things that happened that you love.
Reptile shedding.
That you're obsessed with. That you're currently obsessed with.
Special interest topics / obsessions. Also included, the 1960s, the Wizarding World of Harry Potter, various serial killers, John Lennon's solo career, The Mandela Effect, Princess Diana and the Royal Family, and Tupac Shakur.
Nice.
Those are some of my favorite things to learn about.
Arts, business, comics, sports.
Things in the newspaper?
Yes.
All right. Blarg. Boats and hoes.
Things you blurt out.
Yes! I'm so proud of you. I titled it Random Exclamations I Make with No Prompting on a Regular Basis. Do you want to hear the rest of them?
Yes.
Get Wrecked.
Oh, all the time.
Son of a Bitch Jewel. Between the Lions. Giggle Me This. Santa Maria. Boom Shakalaka Laka. I want to be... Sorry. I want to be Mr. Wiggle Munch.
What?
It's from Friends. He goes, I want to be Mr. Wiggle Munch. Hot dog salad. Ba-da-da. That's how it sounds.
You want me to rapid fire?
Well, I don't have any more, so it's all you.
Okay. Eagle. Monticello. Shield. Torch.
Things on money?
Yeah.
Okay.
On the backs of U.S. coins.
Okay. Sick.
Desert. Humor. Martini. There's another one, but I don't get it.
Things that are dry.
Yep.
What's the other one?
Teetotaler? Teetotaler. Apparently it's dry.
Totally awesome.
Dude. Bagel. Lifesaver. Tire.
Things that are round!
With holes in them.
Okay.
Baking. Laundry. Origami. Poker.
Things you fold in.
Yeah.
Hell yeah!
Projector. Reel. Screen. Speaker.
Things for movie theaters.
Theater equipment. I did that for us.
Tales from the movie theater.
Bar, bubble, line, pie.
Types of baths?
No. Okay. Line bath?
I don't know.
You heard bubble and went with it.
Yeah, I did. Wait, do it again.
Bar, bubble, line, pie.
What?
Think school.
Don't want to. Bubble. Things you learn in math?
Okay. Continue.
Numbers?
Math.
Math problems?
Okay. What are bar and line and pie?
Graphs!
Well, technically it's charts. There are kinds of charts, but it's like a bubble chart.
What's a bubble?
I don't know. I don't know how to properly explain it. I will look it up when I'm done. I have two more.
Sure, okay. Two more. Final two. Here we go.
Kiss, nerd, runt, whopper.
Candy.
Yep. ABBA, kayak, nun, stats.
I'm sorry. What?
ABBA, kayak, nun, stats.
Nun, like N-U-N?
Yeah.
Things with habits. Dancing queens. Young and sweet. Only 17. Fernando.
Think of the words.
I'm trying, bitch. What do you want me to say?
ABBA.
ABBA.
Mm-hmm. Kayak.
Wait, wait.
None.
No, things, words that end with the same letter of which they start.
No. What? They're the same forward as backwards. That's not what you said. You said I starts know, but with the letter
that it ends with. Okay, so
forward as it is backwards.
Well, I think Listomania got pretty heavy on the mania.
I went, like, not personal at all.
Like a regular game?
Yeah, I played a regular game here.
And I did, which again, happens a lot when we do chaotic games.
Yeah.
You always come very prepared, very professional, like you're Alex Trebek, and I come in like I just woke up.
We should play Jeopardy this year.
We should.
This year, this podcast. This season.
What is...
Because no. there's a new pop culture Jeopardy.
No, you're right. We should. This is the season of favorite things. Millennial chaos is our favorite thing. Games are our favorite thing. Trivia, favorite thing. So,
because I'm so bad at it,
and I'm pretty okay at it, but sometimes things get weird.
And that's what this podcast is all about.
And that's what we did today, and that's what we're gonna do every week for the rest of season 7. So you better stay fucking tuned.
I hope you like it.
Yeah, please don't. I'm not trying to be a dick. I'm just.
We hope you guys add us to your podcast list, add us to your queue, and make sure you're rating and reviewing and interacting with us on Instagram at 30dirtyanddying. We're there waiting for you, and we're there trying to give you all the information of this season and everything else to come from your fave 6 sad millennials. We're gonna go.
Yeah.
And you can stay. Or go, or whatever you want.
You can listen to old episodes. You can keep listening, and we'll be back next week.
Keep the crisis rolling, y'all. We'll see you next time.
Bye!
Going to the country, gonna eat a lot of peaches.